when something like this happens, Brent, you know, it's like, hey, wait a minute, you know, just a couple of, you know, he was just here and now he's gone. Yeah. It's like, ugh.
Yeah, well, he was at early bird on Tuesday morning. I saw him at early bird on Tuesday morning and, you know, he was, you know, smiling and just, you know, being Matt and participating in the program. And so, yeah, it just shocked me when I heard the news.
The Ambassador Committee, and it seems as if was a pretty good fit for it because you need somebody that's outgoing to be good ambassadors, not only for the chamber, but also for the region.
Right. I mean, they're not only representing their own company, but they're also representing the chamber. So we need the right people that are a people person and, you know, willing to go outside the box and meet new people and feel comfortable meeting new people. And, you know, Matt fit that bill pretty good. You know, he was very personable. You know, he liked meeting new people and liked talking about not only the chamber, but his own business as well. So he was really a great fit for the committee.
Anything that the chamber is going to do on this when Matt's body returns, or is it still too early to say?
Well, it's a little too early to say. We're kind of waiting for some of the details, but you know, we've posted on our Facebook page, you know, about the tragic loss and you know how shocked we all were at the chamber. So we have done that, but we're still kind of waiting for some of the details to come in before we kind of know what we can do to kind of to honor him through the chamber.
Yeah. The meeting next Tuesday, the bowling thing is still out. Yeah. Is it that's going to be sort of like put on the back burner for a month?
We still are planning on doing that. We're kind of talking right now kind of what we're going to do at that event to kind of remember Matt. And, you know, just I think a lot of people didn't even realize it, you know, up until yesterday. So it's still pretty fresh.